everyone to Law Talk Live. I'm Jeffrey Meldon, founder of Meldon Law, and happy to be here this morning. We have a terrific guest with us, Scott Walker, and we're going to get to Scott in just a few minutes, but I first want to go over a few things that are very important and dear to us at Meldon Law, and that's Gator Sports. So the women's gymnastic team put on a show last night. They beat Kentucky, which is a 12th ranked team, and the Gators needed to put on their best because Kentucky came to win, and the winner between the meet last night became the SEC champion. And, of course, our Lady Gator gymnastic team performed a 198.15 to Kentucky's 197.575. That may sound like very close, but it's really a beatdown because that's like winning by two touchdowns, you know, by a score like that. And there's only a couple teams in the country, Oklahoma, Michigan, maybe Utah, that could get 198. And so it's a big deal. The Gators just really, really rocked on this. And Gator baseball is in full swing. Last night, Cincinnati came to town. The Gators put on 13 runs and on the board and won the game handily. We have some of the best pitchers in the country right here at the University of Florida Baseball Stadium Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So today the game is at 4 p.m., and there's always tickets available out there. So go out and support our Gators. And tomorrow there's a game at noon. So you can check them out either this afternoon or this coming Sunday at noon. And a couple other things. Our basketball team is on the road. And let's see what happens. They're playing, I think, Vandy today at 6 p.m. on ESPN2. So let's keep supporting our Gator basketball team. Riley Kugel really put a show on the other night, and I think we have some there will be a bright future for Gator basketball. Things are moving along. And last night, oh man, what a good time. We went to the Matheson Museum, and some of you have heard that we did the history of the music scene in Gainesville in the 1970s, and my collaborators, John Moran, who's an awesome photographer, was there. Bill DeYoung, who was the former entertainment editor for the Gainesville Sun, came up from St. Pete. Our talent buyer, Albert T. Badgey, came over from Ormond Beach. And Jim Forsman, who lives in Gainesville, he brought Ray Charles, piano that he played at the Great Southern Music Hall. And in fact, we had a certificate from Buster Lipham attesting to the fact that that was the piano that he sold so that Ray Charles could play at the Great Southern. And the Gainesville Sun actually had a picture of the piano. And it was a big deal. So thank you, Jim, for keeping that electric piano stored for 50 years or whatever it was. Anyhow, it was a great time, and we're going to do it again. I want to mention that we are planning on doing another, you know, get together. It was great. Food, drink, everything was free. Lots of people showed up, and told stories about their time at the Great Southern and different shows that they remembered. It was pretty cool. Meldon Law is giving away tickets. Just go to our Facebook page, Meldon Law, and you will see All the different tickets were given away. Gator basketball, women's softball, whatever you want. The tickets are there. And it's important for us as the official law firm partner of the Florida Gators to support the athletic program. We're very lucky in North Central Florida because we get to just bop down to the ballpark or go to a basketball game, and it's easy, you know. So we should really take advantage of those opportunities that we have that are fun, easy, and a good time. So anyhow, another thing. Heartwood is having a festival this weekend. For those of you that don't know, Heartwood puts on incredible shows. After the presentation at the Matheson last night, we went over to the Heartwood show, and boy, what a nice listening room they have. One of the best in the country. Performers perform there. You can also see shows live out on the stage. So we want to support music in Gainesville and have a good time doing it. So check out the lineup, not only this weekend, but Heartwood is really bringing in a steady stream of very good shows. It's really been stepping up, and you know, Dave Malosh and Ho Chitama are really putting in a good effort to make Gainesville very relevant on the music scene and showcase the talent that we have in this region, and talent that's coming in from all over the country. So that's it. So anyhow, we're getting ready to come to our first break in the show. And when we come back on the other side of the spot, Scott Walker, who's a good friend, a lawyer, the best family lawyer in town. And I would encourage you to listen, because we have some great information on the terrific event and cause that's coming up that Meldon Law and Folds and Walker and a bunch of other good folks are jumping in. So we're going to be back in 60 seconds on Law Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Maria Youngblood, an attorney at Meldon Law and graduate from the University of Florida. Everybody knows that Meldon Law is the only official law firm partner of the Florida Gators, but since we first opened our doors in 1971, we've been the community partner of Gainesville and North Central Florida. Meldon Law is there through all kinds of weather, with offices in Gainesville, Lake City, and Ocala. Learn more at MeldonLaw.com. Again, that's MeldonLaw.com. Meldon Law, we won't back down.
We're back on Law Talk Live. I'm Jeffrey Meldon, attorney and founder of Meldon Law, the only official injury law firm partner of the Florida Gators. If you ever know anyone that needs our help, just give us a call and we'll be glad to represent you. My guest today, I'm very proud to introduce Scott Walker. How you doing today, Scott?
I am good, Jeffrey, and I got to say, it's a pretty good day to be a Gator, isn't it? You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, the lady softballers are playing at 1 o'clock today out in California. They're taking on Oregon. So what you said just a few minutes ago about, you know, we are so fortunate to live here. You know, we can go watch basketball, you know, and I personally think that Todd Golden has us on a tremendous upswing. So it's fun to watch what's going on, despite Colin Castleton having the mishap that he's had. You know, I totally agree with you. You know, we're going to be okay coming down the road with the Gator basketball, but the baseball's doing fantastic. And the lady softballers, if you want a nice afternoon, go out and watch the lady softball. They play some fantastic ball.
And we've got great pitching this year, and the Lady Gators are, you know, ranked in the top three or four in the country. Yeah. And they really put a good show on.
So, you know, you touched on what happened at the Matheson Museum last night. And it correlates to what's going on with the Leonard George Willie Jackson Foundation that I'm here about today, you know. And in music, and I think in athletics, there's been a cultural shift that's going on in your lifetime, in my lifetime. And, you know, we didn't know that we were a part of this history so much. We thought we were just having a good time.
And we did.
Yeah, and we did, you know. But going back to what you did at the Great Southern Music Hall, I don't think a lot of your listeners maybe know. You were one of the promoters, original promoters back then, at the Great Southern Music Hall, 1974, 1978. Listen to the lineup and how eclectic the music was that you brought in back then. Bo Diddley, Jerry Lee Lewis, Jimmy Buffett, Richie Havens, you know, Muddy Waters. I mean, listen to these names, and the list goes on. There's 100 names on this list. Cheech and Chong, Melissa Manchester, we were just talking about a moment ago. You know, this is a name, the list of names. Eric Burdon.
Steve Martin. Steve Martin played twice.
You know, how fun is that? And, you know, there's a lot of diversity that's going on, a lot of different music that you were promoting back then, and maybe didn't realize that you were part of that social change and what was going on, both in music, and then, of course, we're seeing it in the athletics as well. So it's
yeah.
It's
well,
fun.
I wanted to – that's a good segue into the diversity – that occurred at the University of Florida back in the end of the 60s. And tell us a little bit about the Leonard George and Willie Jackson Sr. Endowment Golf Tournament.
Well, you know, you guys at Meldon Law run a really fun tailgate. And if you get a chance and you're at the game, even if you're not going to the game, it's just fun to go there. We run a tailgate as well. And so if you're around, you know, we will have a libation for you. I know you guys have that, a soda, whatever you'd like, a water, you know. But it's just, it's as fun as the football game to me. But if you go to Meldon Law's tent, you can spin the wheel, get a prize. There's all kind of things for the kids. It's just a lot of fun. Well, the guys, both Leonard George and Willie Jackson, were down there where we have our tailgate. So I got to know these guys. And, you're running a golf tournament? The golf tournament this year is going to be on Saturday, March 18th, Mark Bostic Golf Course, University of Florida Golf Course. And we've got open spots for individual golfers. There's a few limited spots there. A couple of teams could get put together. I think we have committed right now about 67 golfers. We're going to have 100 golfers at the tournament.
And how do folks get a ticket to participate in the tournament?
Best thing to do is to go to the WJJM.org website. That'll key you into there's sponsorships available, differing levels of sponsorship. And then you can just be an individual golfer as well. You can sponsor holes, all that sort of thing. But the purpose of this, Jeffrey, is to honor the first two African-American scholarship athletes at the University of Florida that played football. And so these gentlemen were there. They were the Mr. Two-Bits, I think, 2 years ago. So they were there milling around at the tailgates, that sort of thing. And I got to know the guys and found out about the tournament. And I said, well, I want to be a part of this. And you did the same thing with your law firm. And I think looking back at the pictures of the night before, and again, people are welcome to come to the night before. It's a private event. Ticket price is $125 to go.
It was a great event last year, Scott. It's over at Visors at Spurrier's upstairs, and I got to meet some really wonderful people, some great athletes, a lot of the athletes over the years recognize the significance that Willie Jackson Sr. and Leonard George did as far as integrating the University of Florida, the first scholarship athletes, and they have really lived, very useful, and admirable, and successful lives. I know I talked with Leonard George a while, and he's an attorney and has, done very well, as well as Willie Jackson Sr. So it's kind of cool that these guys were exceptional.
You know, they've done exceptional things on the football field. They're exceptional people. They're just great people to talk to. But then they've gone back into their communities and done exceptional things as well. And it's really fun. What this has become is a reunion of sorts and homecoming of all of these players. I was looking back in preparation for this segment. I was looking back at some of the pictures. I've got a picture of you with Nat Moore and and Wes Chandler. Cool. Wes Chandler flew in from California. And the thing that I found most fascinating about all of this is that those players are here to see each other and do all that, but they're also here to honor Willie and Leonard. That's part of it. They love to see Coach Dickey. Coach Dickey was there, and I had no idea that there was that kind of closeness between Coach Dickey and his players. They love, and vice versa. He absolutely loves these guys. You know, real quickly, the first coaching job that our coach, the head ball coach, had was as a quarterback coach in 1978 for Coach Dickey. So here's Coach Dickey and Steve Spurrier in Spurrier's restaurant, our buddy Freddie Wiebe in Coach Spurrier's restaurant. You know, what a wonderful place. Go upstairs and you just got to see visors. And tickets are available. It's just a gas. If you want to see these guys, you know, talking with each other, milling about, these are legends from the past, all honoring Leonard and Willie. And it's
really cool. Those of you that want to have a good time, just go to WJJM.org, or exactly. Is there a committee?
There either one. If you do either one, WJJM committee or WJJM.
Anyhow,
it'll get you there.
It'll get you there. Yeah. And so we're going to take our final break on Law Talk Live, and we'll be back in 60 seconds.
Everybody knows that Meldon Law is the only official injury law firm partner of the Florida Gators. But since they opened their doors in 1971, they have been the community partner of Gainesville, Ocala, and North Central Florida. Meldon Law is there through all kinds of weather, with offices in Gainesville, Lake City, and Ocala. Meldon Law, we won't back down.
Okay, we're back on Law Talk Live with Scott Walker. Scott's a terrific lawyer, specializes in family law, and is also a terrific member of the community, giving back to the community in many ways. And we're very proud to be involved with the tournament. Scott, tell us again when the golf tournament is and how to get involved.
It is March 18th, and the address is wjjm.org, or you can go to wjjmcommittee@gmail.com. Either one will get you sponsorship information, ticket information. There's some limited tickets to play in the tournament. If you want to come to Spurrier's restaurant, upstairs at Visors, we have a pride event with all of the guys. We'll be pairing up and matching who the golfers are going to be. It's fun to watch. You get to see, you know, these living legends of all coming out to support Leonard and Willie, and those guys will have something to say. Tom Collette is our MC for the night, so it's a lot of the Gators, and I know you'll be there. I'll be there. Freddie Wiebe will be there. Svein Dirkebolten was there last year. You know, it's just a lot of fun. Jeffrey, my favorite memory, and I think this kind of puts it in a capstone of the event last year. So I'm sitting there, and I'm watching Doug Dickey and Steve Spurrier have a conversation. Doug Dickey's sons are there, two of his boys, adult boys. And, of course, they're Tennessee Vols, you know, the boys are. And so Steve says, come on back. I want to show you my – you know how he talks in his quippy thing. And he takes him back to the bathroom upstairs. And on the wallpaper of the bathroom is all of these plays, these, you know, fantastic plays that the head ball coach has devised over the years. So he's telling them the story of how Florida beat Tennessee and broke their back in 1996. And get this, he's pointing to the boys and showing them, and it's inscribed, and it says, on 4th and 12, on the opening drive, Danny Werfel hits Redill Anthony for a touchdown. 4th and 12, that is quintessential Steve Spurrier, you know? And it really broke their back. We win 35, Tennessee 29. And, of course, the rest is legendary. But who calls a post pattern Danny Werfel to Redill Anthony? Oh, by the way, Redill Anthony will be there. And so you'll get to see part of that history. But a lot of the guys past that actually played with Willie and Leonard will be there, but guys that are more current will be there as well. So it's a great lineup. Great lineup.
No, I'm telling you, if you're a football fan, you'll have a blast. You get to see Gator greats and good food, good times. We love Spurrier's Gridiron Grill. Every Tuesday at 4 o'clock, we do a podcast out there, and enjoy it. It's really a lot of fun. So anyhow, Scott, I'm very interested though in this tournament again, because last year was awesome. We had beautiful weather, had a good time. It was really fun. So I would encourage everybody. It's a Saturday. It starts. You can register between 7:30 and 8:30 at the golf course. But you want to register ahead of time to make sure that you can get to play, because there's only a limited number of players. So
listen to some of these names that are committed to come.
Yeah, let's hear some more names.
Do you remember James Jones?
Of course.
Some of the amazing things he did back at the Rocket, the Cuban Rocket, Carlos Alvarez.
Yeah, he's a very good attorney.
Very good. Does a lot of mediations coming out of Tallahassee. So, again, what we talked about earlier, you know, these guys went back into their communities and it really made a difference in what it is that they do. But Larry Morris, Redale Anthony, Juan Collins, my buddy who lives in town, he'll be there. Judd Davis, Don Dickey, Chris Doring, Jimmy DeBose, he'll be there. He's on the committee with us and he's just instrumental. My buddy Gary Ecker will be there. Wayne Fields and all the Gaffneys will be there. Terry Jackson, you know, Lee McGriff, Travis McGriff, his son is going to be playing this year. Some of the newbies this year are going to be James Bate, Kevin Carter, Alvin Cowens, Shane Matthews, Ralph Ortega, Keith Tribble. I mean, you know, it just goes on and on and on. It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a lot of fun.
So anyhow, it's great that, you know, we're keeping this thing going. You know, it's second year. Yeah, year two. Last year, you know, we just kind of, you know, winged it, and it turned out great. Yeah. And now I think the event is starting to get a lot of traction, and everybody had such a terrific time last year, they want to come back.
And the whole purpose of it is to endow a scholarship in the name of Leonard George and Willie Jackson Sr. in commemoration of their groundbreaking events that they conducted back when they were playing football here at
UF. You were saying that, you know, the endowment is really growing. They're doing very well as far as raising money, and the money goes to what, the University Athletic Association?
It does. We're over $150,000 now in raising funds. You know, we got a ways to go to be an endowment, self-sustaining endowment, but in 2 years, that's not so bad.
Yeah. That's terrific. Yeah. And, you know, I'm excited because it's something, you know, we can do to give back to our community. And it's a good purpose and a lot of fun. I'll tell you, I had a blast meeting everybody last year. So let's do it. Get everybody to show up and support the event, the endowment. Golf tournament for Leonard George and Willie Jackson Sr. Scott Walker has been kind of running point on this whole deal for the last couple of years, and I want to really congratulate you on putting together an impressive event and an important event, because some folks may not, you know, recognize how difficult it was back then for these guys. You know, they couldn't just be good; they had to be above average, exemplary. You know. All the time, you know, because the microscope was on them, and they you know, there were going to be no missteps, and that's why I think they wanted to start with Leonard George and Willie Jackson Sr., because they were exemplary people.
You know, Jeffrey, that kind of takes us back to where we started this conversation. Is, you know, you may have not realized it when you were doing all of the things for the Great Southern Music Hall back when you were there in 1974, but you were a part of social change, social justice, and just, you know, having a lot of fun along the way. But see, that's what your law firm does as well. You're still doing it on a professional level and then on a social level as well. And, you know, I think that's, you know, that's part of where we need to be in the society, and keep on working towards, you know, ending discrimination, social justice for all. You know, that's what you stand for. I like to think that that's what we like to do as well. And supporting something like this is giving back in that way, in my belief.
Yeah, well, we're very proud to be involved with y'all. And, you know, we're going to keep building it. We were talking, you know, what about next year? And what are we going to do to, you know, make it even bigger? And we're moving along. This year, though, you really want to come out and join us. You'll meet some fabulous people, former Gator stars. And it's going to be a lot of fun. Let's support our Gators all the way. And at the end of every show, we always say, go Gators!